From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Italy's foreign minister has rejected the U.S. account of how American forces killed an Italian intelligence agent in Iraq. Gianfranco Fini told Parliament today that the shooting was an accident, but he said those responsible should be punished. From Rome, NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports.
U.S. military forces say the car carrying Italian intelligence official Nicola Calipari, a second agent, and journalist Giuliana Sgrena was speeding as it approached the airport, and that a U.S. patrol used hand signals and warning lights to try to get it to stop before firing at the vehicle. But Fini, relating even the smallest details, said the car was going about 25 miles an hour because the road was wet and because the driver had to make a sharp turn. Halfway around the curve, Fini said a bright searchlight flashed and guns suddenly opened fire for about 10 to 15 seconds.
Il governo ha il dovere di evidenziare che la ricostruzione del tragico evento.
The government has the duty to point out that the reconstruction of the tragic events that I have set out based on the direct testimony of the agent who was with Calipari does not coincide totally with what has been said so far by the U.S. authorities.
Fini said that Calipari and the unnamed agent had arrived in Baghdad Friday afternoon and immediately contacted U.S. military authorities in charge of security at the airport, who gave them the required credentials to move freely around Baghdad. Fini stressed that from the outset, the Italian government ruled out a military rescue mission to free Sgrena, fearing it would endanger her life. The agents rented a Toyota Corolla to go to their rendezvous with an Iraqi middleman. Fini made no mention of a ransom being paid for Sgrena's release. A few hours later, they were directed to a wrecked car where they found Sgrena sitting blindfolded. It was dark and the Italians chose not to go to the embassy because the long trip would have taken them through some very dangerous areas. They headed straight for the airport, Fini said, and lights were left on inside the car to help identify the Italians at U.S. checkpoints and to enable Calipari to make telephone calls.
Si tratta anche delle telefonate.
One call was to announce to his superiors in Rome that the Sgrena rescue mission was a success. Other calls were made to the U.S. military authorities to inform them that they were approaching the airport and to request assistance for a smooth and speedy entry into the airport.
When the shooting started, Fini said, the driver noticed tracer bullets flashing across his chest and above his legs. After the gunfire stopped, U.S. soldiers surrounded the car and ordered the driver to get out and drop to his knees. The foreign minister said photos of the car show that the right side was riddled with bullet holes and its door windows were smashed. Fini said that after the shooting, two young Americans he described as very upset repeatedly apologized for what had happened. Sgrena has made a number of statements saying she cannot rule out that she was the target of the shooting. Fini dismissed this hypothesis as absolutely groundless and said the shooting was an accident.
Ma. Questo non impedisce.
But this doesn't prevent. In fact, it makes it necessary to demand that the events are clarified, to identify those responsible, and if people are to blame, then to request and obtain that the guilty parties are punished.
Fini said it's Italy's duty to demand truth and justice, all the more so because of its history of friendship and loyalty to the United States. The White House has described the shooting as a horrific accident. At the Pentagon, the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, General George Casey, said a senior officer has launched an investigation that would likely take 3 to 4 weeks to complete. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.